Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 122 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, something very, very interesting we're going to be talking about today. It's kind of speculative, though we do know a little bit, but it is involving Porsche and Boeing and how they're coming together to create a very one-off and unique electric aircraft. Now, we don't normally talk about planes on this podcast, and we don't normally talk about companies other than automotive companies, but it is involving Porsche, so of course, we're going to be talking about it. But we kind of have to ask ourselves before we actually begin is, why is Boeing deciding to involve Porsche in this new project? I mean, don't get me wrong, as much as I am a huge diehard Porsche fan and I love Porsche, Boeing doesn't really need them for this project. I mean, I'm just curious, nothing against Porsche being involved. I'm glad they're involved, I love it, but I'm pretty sure Boeing more than has the capabilities of creating this special aircraft, which we'll get to in just a moment. But hey, why they wanted to partner with Porsche, God bless them, and I'm looking forward to Porsche getting involved in the aircraft game. But getting to the meat of this episode, what is this new aircraft all about? Well, it's very interesting. It's got two main aspects of it. One, it's called a VTOL aircraft, which stands for vertical takeoff and landing, which means it'll literally hover straight up, take off, and then when it's ready to land, it'll hover and drop straight down. Very unique. The second aspect of this aircraft being so special, it's electric. So Porsche and Boeing are coming together to create an electric VTOL aircraft. And what is the purpose of it? It's actually very simple. The purpose of this aircraft is to be used in heavy urban populated environments. So take bigger cities, New York, Houston, San Antonio, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, places like that. So people can get from one side of town to the other quickly, efficiently, and eco-friendly. Now, again, Porsche's involvement of this, I have no idea. I'm sure those details will surface later, but I can imagine since Porsche is being involved, there are very high standards that have to be met, and it's going to be very luxurious and potentially maybe a little bit of expensive as well. How people will get involved in this, I don't know if it'd be like a bus pass. It would be a very expensive bus pass, basically. Swipe your card and hop on the plane, technically, to go to the next spot in town, or if it's like a monthly thing you pay for, or a per ticket. I'm not really sure. I know those details are coming, but it is going to be very efficient to relieve transportation on the roads as well. So it's just something very exciting to look forward to. Now, what's even more interesting is how this partnership is being treated, because from what I can tell in the research I've done, it's not like they have a hard contract signed that they're partnered together on this. It's more of a handshake deal. It's those two coming together and saying, hey, we're going to work together on this, pick each other's brains, share ideas, do some engineering development together. But if for whatever reason it doesn't work out, we're going to go ahead and separate. So, which is very interesting. I don't know. Not that I would be able to obtain these details, but hey, if someone's out there listening to this podcast and you have them, definitely share them with me. But I would like to know kind of the deciding factor of this handshake agreement, because there's got to be something in there that says, hey, if this idea takes off, they can't leave one another, or one of the companies can't take the project for themselves. I don't know. I would love to know the details of it, but as far as I'm concerned, like I said, it is a handshake deal that they're working on this idea together. Again, we know very few details, but we have talked about those, a little bit speculative, but this is something I myself am going to be paying very heavy attention to, and of course we will talk about it more and more as more details surface. But ladies and gentlemen, in regards to Porsche and Boeing coming together to create an all-electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, that's all we currently know, and I'm very excited about this. What if a Porsche plane comes out? I don't know. They're getting involved in the aircraft game, but that's something we'll look forward to continuing to talk about. That's all we got for episode number 122. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube as well, unless you're watching on YouTube already. If you are, bless your heart. Thank you so much. And just feel free to browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, you want to talk about cars, have a suggestion for me, want to do a certain episode, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, www.tialg.com, that's T-I-A-L-G, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. You want your favorite hat, jacket, sweater, t-shirt, accessory from your favorite car company, check out the link in the description, got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but not least... Woo! Really excited. Episode number 123. Going to be talking about a brand new Aventador that's coming out from Lamborghini, the SVR, a more extreme version of the SVJ. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.